Good morning. Today's scripture comes from the gospel appointed for today's morning prayer. Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 through 12, the Beatitudes. It reads, "When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak and taught them, saying, 'Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you, and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." The Beatitudes use two verbs, are and will. The present tense expresses what is already true of a Christian community. Within each Christian congregation can be found persons of meekness, ministers of mercy, and workers of peace. Their presence and actions among us are signs of God's blessing and a call to all of us to conform our common life more and more to those kingdom values. The move to the future tense indicates the life of the kingdom must wait until God finishes the new creation. Christian life is a way of living based on the firm and sure hope that meekness is the way to God, that righteousness and peace will finally prevail, and that God's future will be a time of mercy and not cruelty. I invite you to reflect with me today of what kingdom virtues you have been given. Instead of hiding your meekness, your search for righteousness, your vision as a peacemaker, live into it. Allow it to shine forth from you. Allow it to bring others closer in their relationship with God. Allow it to bring hope to those who are suffering and faithless. Allow your hope to be contagious. Today's closing prayer may be found on the top of page 430 of the Book of Common Prayer. It is the closing collect for the prayer said during the rite of marriage. Let us pray. Grant that the bonds of our common humanity, by which all your children are united one to another, and the living to the dead, may be so transformed by your grace that your will may be done on earth as it is in heaven, where, O Father, with your Son and Holy Spirit you live and reign in perfect unity, now and forever. Amen. I invite you to call back tomorrow for a new reflection or sign up for my blog, Inner Altar, to automatically receive each reflection in your inbox. May the peace of the Lord Christ go with you wherever he may send you. May he guide you through the wilderness, protect you through the storm. May he bring you home rejoicing at the wonders he has shown you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.